Amen. Glory to God. Okay. We're having, let me call it, our last session. I want to talk to us this morning on what I titled the training of the Spirit. What I call it? The training of the Spirit. How re-disciples are raised. The training of the Spirit. How re-disciples are raised. Amen. Amen. How re-disciples are raised. Now, yesterday, we said we live in a generation full of hate, right? We live in a generation full of hate. I want to take another dimension to that word. A generation full of hate. People don't want to stay in a local church for a long time. Some people stay in churches 2 years, after which they have issues or they want to, let me go to somewhere else. People with lots of hate. In a generation full of hate. Amen. I know I'm growing up. My dad will tell you, I'm an Anglican. I cannot go to any other church. Do you understand me? But we live in a generation where people change church as if they are changing their clothes every weekend. People go to church, change church as if church is like napkin. You know what is napkin? Napkin is a Greek word for pampas. Hallelujah. Change church like napkin. Like rapper. No. Some people can't get committed to a church for up to 10 years. They've left. Looking for where they will hear words that they would like. Some people, they can't even stay in a church. They're looking for trending pastor. You know, you just look at this pastor. He has blink, blink. This one, I don't share. Not committed to the church. Hallelujah. Amen. Also, in this era of technological advancement, many people are beginning to downplay the essence of training all in the name of online church. How do you go to church and say, no, I just worship God from the comfort of my room.
Just worship God. If these days you don't need to stand up and prepare and look for money for coffee, you just worship God in the comfort of your room. When you feel like, you just send your offering e-money.
Hallelujah. So now, you can wake up on a Sunday morning without brushing your teeth, still on your bed. Just do e-shush. You are worshiping God, let's pray. On your bed. They have online church. Why you are listening to one online church, you're opening another online church, you can listen to four online churches
at the same time.
And at the same time, still be watching us now match. All in the name of training. That can be training. Hallelujah. That's standing up from your house and moving to a location to praise God, to worship God, is called service. Hallelujah. Not knowing that, people do that, not knowing that the Christian faith is a faith of training. Because you know what? You cannot serve God on your own terms. God can't be served on your own terms. You serve God on God's terms. Hallelujah. And that is the reason why we're looking at training of the Spirit. Look at something in Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews 12. Lord, you be Hebrews 12, verses 5 into 13. It's a long read. Make sure you're there. Hope you can hear me well. My voice is cracking. Just like Victor Chris's own. But Victor Chris's own is terrible. Using it to drag every song here. Hallelujah. Chapter 12 from verses 5. Are you here? He said, and ye have forgotten the exhortation who speaketh to you as unto children. He says, Hebrews 12. Say, the exhortation that speaketh to you as unto children. Verse 5. It says, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when you are rebuked of him. Say, for whom the Lord loveth, he does what? He chasteneth and scourges every son whom he receiveth. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is he? Oh, the father chasteneth not. If you are without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then you are bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have fathers of our flesh which correct us and will give them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For verily for a few days chasteneth us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit. Did you see that? That we might be partakers of his holiness. Now, no chastening is for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterwards it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down, and feeble knees, and make straight the path of your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Hallelujah. It says, for what sons is there whom the father chasteneth not? Hallelujah. Let's look at that word chastening.
That word chastening is from the Greek word paideia.
It implies to train. The word there is for training. For how a father trains a child for growth. You find it in Ephesians 6 verse 4. If that word Ephesians 6 verse 3, for ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. That is what to bring them up. Are you following me? So the word paideia is the word for training. Train your children. Hallelujah. So paideia is the word for training. You find it again in 2 Timothy 3 verse 16. It calls it instruction in righteousness. Paideia diakosune. 2 Timothy 3:16. Hallelujah. That is training. And one way you know his son is that he's given to training. A true child is given to training. Hallelujah. The writer of Hebrews says it here in verse 8. He said, for if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then you are bastards and not sons. So sons are given to training. Sons are given to training. Bastards are not sons. They are not given to training. Are you hearing me? So one way you know you are a son is that you are given to training.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. As a child of God, you should be given to training. Let me not say you are. You should be given to training. Trainings are not beans. They are not bedtime stories. No. Hallelujah. Have you seen someone who goes to do exercise in the gym? Yes, to the gym, and then they give him
permission. They give him iron. They give him those weights to lift. He says, no. Like that ether, whatever, they give you fufu, let me lift. No. Hallelujah. You don't lift fufu.
Hallelujah.
No.
Hallelujah.
That is not training. What is training? Training is that you don't go for training and say, I enjoy the training.
Ah!
Amen.
No! You don't go for training and then you say you are enjoying the training. Trainings are not to be enjoyed. If you go for an exercise, you don't say, I enjoy the exercise, because you know how to do 10 push-ups. So every day you only do 10 push-ups.
When the push-up becomes training, when you are now trying to go to 20, right? It is not training. Ah, you feel the pressure. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to God. I remember years back in the university trying to do gym. I mean, trying to go and carry weight. The first day, I thought it was by tongues.
When I wanted to carry, when I carried the 200 to go, I said, Jesus. They did not think I dropped it out. Hallelujah. I want to carry the idol. I move one eye, I'm not doing like this. Let me start from where my strength takes me to bed. If I go and break. Hallelujah.
Amen. It is not peace. Amen. Amen. Not peace. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. So at some point, I graduated. From carrying iron, I was not putting it inside the main iron. Let's recoil it. From one, I started chopping. I started eating two. When I thought I can now coil one, more than 20, I said, hey, I'm coming away, I put two. Amen. Amen. But when you couldn't coil one, you put two, you will die.
Glory to God. But you don't enjoy it. Glory to God. I remember there was a time like that when I'm doing competition. So we were like 10. So what we'll do is that nobody drops the iron down.
No, you don't try it. If you try it, you are disqualified.
So I'm done. So we started from 10, 9, 8. So when I wanted to be done, I say,
this is not your own. Is it your own is to be preached? I said, I have the power of God.
Amen.
So the way we do it is that we are like 10. So we are 10. So starting on, we go 10. And when you are doing the 10, once I'm done, I will throw to you. You will catch. You will carry your 10. You throw to the next person. You will catch. You will carry his 10. So after when I'm gone 10, we now go 9. We now go 8, 7. I say, They say, call me when it is time. I say, no. We'll start from 10. I have the power of God. Amen. So we started carrying 10.
I did 10, I said,
You know what I did 10? This is small thing. Take it. You know, we were doing 9, 8. When I was getting to it, when it got to 8, my hand hooked. Yes, too. But you know, we struggled. When we were able to read it, well, I think something will fall on the floor. So when
it
was time for
ceremony,
I knew the
earth
was
the time
for my voice,
and Jacob was upon the surface of the sea. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But with time, you begin to discover that you cannot do it. But the first time, in fact,
when you get to 7, please. All that drop, no, 7. Now this time, we did not throw, you can't give the better thing. Until I die.
Amen. Here we go. What is coming in? That period after you are done like this, nobody will tell you, do you want to eat? You cannot eat. Sometimes you'll be done. Yeah?
Your hand will come back. Just sit to the back. That is where water will look at you, you are taking your base to block. You can't even pour water on your body. Your hand, that hand that is the strong, they give you phone. Your phone will be like smell. Everything was heavy. You don't enjoy training. Are you hearing me?
You endure trainings. You don't enjoy it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In 2 Timothy 2, hope you're following me. Chapter 2 from verse 3. It says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Did you see that? You don't enjoy, you endure. You do what? You endure. In 1 Corinthians 9:24, look at how Paul will put it concerning himself. 1 Corinthians 9. It says, know ye not that which run in a race, run all, but one receive the prize, right? So run, that ye may obtain. And every man that strives for the mastery is what? Temperate in all things. Hallelujah. Temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain the corruptible crown, but we incorruptible. Therefore, so run, not uncertainly, nor so fight I, as one who beat the air. But what do? I keep my body. I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by enemies, when I preach to others, I myself will become a castaway.
Hallelujah. When it comes to training, you subject your body to training. Hallelujah.
You subject your body to the training. Amen. You don't enjoy it. You endure it. You say, I'm training myself. I want to be the fastest man on earth. When it comes to race, I want to be the fastest man. And then you're eating everything. You see fufu, you swallow. See, Amala, you take. You see Semo, you take. You see Tuo, you take. Ah! You can't be the fastest man. Hallelujah. You have to be the fastest man. You have to train yourself to always be light. There are days you want to eat. Some people, they eat what they feel like eating, right? There are days when you feel like eating chicken. And you cannot see chicken. You feel like eating jam donuts. And there's nothing to jam into the donuts. Hallelujah. Sorry, that is, you feel like eating jam donut, but because of training, hallelujah, glory to God. There are some men who are men, but they sing soprano. You think it comes easy for a man with baritone to sing soprano? Soprano. That man, I still remember my brother then. He said they were preparing for one-handed Messiah. And he was to sing soprano. It was just only going to take one line. He will come home. When we are eating, he say he does not want to eat. He didn't drink cold water for months. So he's keeping his voice. Amen.
Amen.
He wasn't drinking cold water. So he's keeping his voice. He was eating, what's the name of this? Alligator pepper. As I like, are you normal? All because you want to keep your voice. That is true. Hallelujah. There was a goal. Every training has a goal. There was a goal. Hallelujah. And because he wanted to hit that goal, to hit a particular pitch, he was eating alligator pepper. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now sometimes you just carry pepper and eat it. Say why? You say my voice must be okay. Training. Hope you're following me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Trains. You don't get trained on your own terms. No, you don't. Glory to God. It is said that C. Ronaldo, this time I don't know, not Messi, but C. Ronaldo, when he was in Real Madrid, when every other person is done training, they are done with training in the field, they go. See, Ronaldo remains in the field. Are you following me? They came for training.
Everybody don't train and they are gone. Some of them remains in the field to continue. Will continue training.
Hallelujah.
Everybody that is going to rest, training today, but he goes ahead to train more. Higher me. You don't get trained on your own terms. You don't get trained in your leisure. No. Higher me.
Don't get trained in leisure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, what are the things you get in training? In 2 Timothy chapter 3, what are the things you get in training? 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 16, it says, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So it says all this will lead to what? Paideia. That word instruction in righteousness is what paideia et diakosune. It means that everything you see there will lead to spiritual growth. So what would you have in that training? In that training, it says you have reproof. Reproof. The word reproof is the word in the Greek enchelon. I mean, elechons. E-L-E-N-C-H-O-S. E-L-E-N-C-H-O-S. It is a word used for an evidence. It's from another word, electo. E-L-E-G-C-H-O.
Electo. Or electe. Electe or electo.
That word electe is used to tell one his fault. That is to rebuke. To tell one his fault or to rebuke. You have it in Matthew 18 verse 15. Luke 3 verse 19 to reprove. John 3:20 to reprove. Reprove. John 8 verse 9 to convict. John 8 verse 46 to convince. John 16 verse 8 to reprove. In 1 Corinthians 14:24 to convince. Ephesians 5:11 and Ephesians 5:13 to reprove. Now let's look at 1 Timothy 5:20. 1 Timothy 5:20. It says, them that sin, talking about an elder. He said, them that sin, say, rebuke, that's the word electe or electro, rebuke before all, that others may learn to fear. Did you see that? Rebuke, that's the word to rebuke. Hallelujah. So, Timothy is to rebuke in training. So, in training, you receive rebuke. Are you hearing me? You receive what?
Rebuke.
You receive rebuke. And it's part of training. In Hebrews 12:5, what we just read, it's there. It says, and have you forgotten the exhortation I speak to you as to children? My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. So he calls the training. What you find in training, he calls it rebuke. You are rebuked sometimes,
even many times. You cannot be trained and not get rebuked. Are you hearing me?
Now we're going to see something. I had the different forms of the rebuke. There are different forms very soon. Hallelujah. In James 2 verse 9. He said, but if you respect the persons you commit sin and convince, that is the word, and ye are convinced of the law as a transgressor. That word convince is the word rebuked of the law. In Revelation 3:9. Revelation 3:9, very important. We get there. Revelation 3:9. You always say, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them come and worship before my feet, and to know that I'm reading something else. Revelation 3, it can be 9. verse 19, Revelation 3, 19, sorry, 19. It says, for as many as I love, what do I do? What do I do? And what? And chasten. Hallelujah. I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. So if you are loved of God, you receive rebuke. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rebuke is part of training. In discipleship, you receive rebuke. But it is for your good. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Glory to God. Rebuke can come in different forms. Look at 1 Corinthians 5:5. How Paul rebuked, asked them to rebuke a brother that sinned. He says, verses 4, he says, in the name of Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together and my spirit with you, with the power of the Lord Jesus, he says, to deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord. It's called rebuke. Hallelujah. He said, you deliver such a one who has sinned. They deliver him to Satan. Remember, I've talked to you that deliver to Satan doesn't mean you carry a person and say, Satan, oh yeah, come and carry this one. No. Deliver, Satan there is the word Satanos, right? I've taught you during our teaching on the book of 1 Corinthians. Right? He said the word Satan is not used for, the word Satan is a generic name, right? That doesn't belong to the devil. God at some point is called Satan. Do you understand me? So Satan is an action. Satan is a what? Satan is an action. So it's the word Satanos. Satanos is an action, it's a verb. Hallelujah. And it's used for rebuke. It's used for opposition. It's used for persecution. It's used to rebuke. So sometimes actions of God are showed us that they are called Satanos. Hallelujah. Are you following me? So get that message on the book of 1 Corinthians. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So in discipleship, you deliver people to who? You can deliver one to Satan. And deliver to Satan means to oppose that person, to rebuke that person openly. Do you get that? To deliver to Satan means to rebuke how? Openly. Open rebuke. Hallelujah. So the Satanos there, the Satan there is the rebuke. Are you hearing me? The Satan there is the rebuke. In fact, Timothy, we find Paul do the same thing to a brother. 1 Timothy chapter 1. Are you with me? Verses 20. It says, holding fast the gospel for verse 19, holding fast a good conscience, which some have put away concerning the faith and have made shipwreck. Say, of whom is Hermanus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. So he has delivered them unto Satan means he has given them to open rebuke. Right? Right? Look at Colossians. There's a brother in Colossians. Colossians 4, verse 22. Paul is giving a rebuke. I wonder why I put 22 here. Okay. Colossians 4. Are you with me? For verse 16. It says, and when this epistle is read amongst you, cause it to be read also in the church of the Laodicean, that ye likewise read the epistles of the Laodicean. And say to who? Say to who? Archippus. Archippus was a brother in church. Was a brother in church. So Paul say, Paul is writing to the church. And he said, all the church should say to who? Archippus. Say, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received from the Lord and fulfill it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, say to Archippus. So what will happen is that in the church, everybody will turn and see brother Archippus. Everybody will just turn and say, brother Archippus, take heed to thy ministry. That is what it is. God writes to the church and says, everybody should say to Archippus,
mind your calling. Look at that. It's an open rebuke.
Are you following me?
Amen. Mm-hmm. Say, Archippus, what's your ministry?
Open rebuke. Hallelujah. And all these are training. All these are what? Training. When you begin to feel bad because of rebuke, where you should feel sober, but when you begin to have issues that you were rebuked, how can you just rebuke me like that? How can you just do that? Just note that a demon has taken over you. Hallelujah.
Because rebuke is part of training.
Hallelujah. Are you following me?
Are you following me? Remember, it's a sign of love.
So when you begin to say, you begin to get offended that you were rebuked or you were trained that way, you were rebuked,
then a demon is over you.
It's demon, no? Nothing else. It's demon. It's part of it. Jesus in Mark 14 rebuked his disciples. Rebuke them. I mean, Mark 15 verse 14. Rebuke them. So rebuke is part of it. Hallelujah. In fact, Jesus saw his disciples on their way to Emmaus. When they were done talking, he looked at them and said, oh fool.
You know, some people say, can you just see us and just call us old fools? It's part of the training. Hallelujah. Old fools are slow about to believe. Hallelujah. Rebuke. That was a rebuke.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Back to 2 Timothy chapter 3. It says, verse 16, profitable for doctrine, for reproof, right? For correction. That word correction is the word epantosis. Correction. So that means in rebuke, what you have is correction.
Are you following me? All you have is what? Correction, epantosis, to straighten things back.
Hallelujah. So you have correction.
So the rebuke is to correct you. Hallelujah. It's not to make you feel better than who you are. It's just to correct you. Are you hearing me? Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. But in our day today, when you get, imagine a day, people just, where you have social media, you're going to say nonsense. That can you just correct me like that? Social media. I know well. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I heard of someone who was told to leave because he doesn't have Bible. Came to church, doesn't have Bible. And you have to leave the church and go get your Bible. The person went on social media. He said, how can this be church? Church, they are sending me out of church because I don't have Bible. You understand? And he took it to social media. Question is, where did you think you were coming to? Mosque? Or where? Or disco house? You called it church. So where was your Bible? Right? You can't say, I'm going to farm, and you are carrying a Igbo. Or you are smoking Igbo. You say, I want to go to farm, I want to go and harvest. And what we see you with is just Bible. What are you going there to do? Do you think this is Akumba? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
You are going to farm with Bible. We have to use Bible to harvest the crop or what? Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Say you use Bible to harvest crop. Amen. Amen. No. Glory to God. Amen. So when it comes to training, God trains us through his men. Through men. Through the men he has given to us as pastors. Through his men he has given to us as pastors. So the role of your pastor is not only to teach you. Say, I love my pastor because he's a good teacher. No. No. Hallelujah. The role of your pastor is to train you. The role of your pastor is to do what? Train you. Amen.
Amen.
Where
Hallelujah.
The role of your pastor is to train you. Training is different from teaching. This is why he calls him or her your pastor. A pastor is the word poimen, not Ikechukwu, but poimen. Hallelujah. Is the word poimen. Wonder. He has changed his name from Ikechukwu to poimen. Amen. Go to God. Poimen. That word poimen is the word shepherd. A shepherd doesn't just give the sheep food. No! I hear me. A shepherd trains the sheep, trains the flock. Hallelujah. And in training the flock, he gives the flock food. So, teaching is not training. But training, in training you will find teaching. That are the words of Pastor Shego Noika. In training you will find teaching. Are you hearing me?
Go to God. Go to God.
The shepherd doesn't just feed the sheep. He protects and trains the sheep. Look at the psalmist in Psalm 23. Psalm 23:3. Look at what David will say.
Are you there?
You say it's in verse 2. He said, he makes me lie down in green pastures. Say, first of all, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. Right? Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. He said, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. He said, he restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. He said, I fear no evil. Why doesn't he fear evil? He said, for thou art with me. He said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. That is the role of a shepherd. Hallelujah. He uses the word thy rod and thy staff. Rod. That word rod is the word in the Hebrew, shebet. Shebet. S-H-E-B-E-T. Shebet. Is the word used for is a stick used for instilling discipline. A stick used for instilling discipline. So when he says, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Hallelujah. He is comforted because of the trainings of the Lord. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. He has received training. So he says he fears no evil. Hallelujah. Because thy rod and thy staff. He knows. Hallelujah. God's rod is to correct him. Hallelujah. God's rod is to keep him in shape. Is to keep him where he's on the earth to be. Hallelujah. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, trainings are important. Your pastor doesn't just teach you, he trains you. And part of what you get in training is teaching. So the teaching comes in the training, but there is the major role of the pastor is to train. And it goes down to a cell leader. A cell leader is a cell pastor. A campus leader is a campus pastor. Their role is not just to teach you, it's to do what? Train you. So watch it when you begin to say, I love my pastor's teaching. No. It's not good enough to say you love how your pastor teaches the scriptures alone. You should say, I love how my pastor trains me. You should like everything. Everything is wholesale. They are together. The training, the teaching, the reveal. They are together. If your pastor teaches you, they are not reveal you. You are not being trained. Are you hearing it? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you watch it. I have in my notes, so be careful of your cravings. Be careful of your cravings. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3, Paul says, Paul tells Timothy, verse 2, preach the word in season and out of season. Now he's telling Timothy as a pastor. Look at what he tells Timothy as a pastor.
He says, preach the word in season, in the instance in season and out of season. Say, reprove. So it's part of the work.
Because the work of a pastor is a trainer. A pastor is a trainer. So what does he tell him? He tells him, reprove, rebuke, listen to that, exalt with all wrong suffering and doctrine. That is the preaching. Hallelujah. That is his role. His role is to reprove, to rebuke, to exalt with all long-suffering and doctrine. So don't get angry that your pastor talks to you or shouts at you. It is training. Are you hearing me? It is what? Training. When you begin to talk about it, I don't like the way pastor was talking to me. I don't like it. Then you are not normal.
Pastor Shegun will tell us how about what happened in a church. A friend introduced him to a church. So one day when they went to church, the pastor was angry because of one, was rebuking one of his, I guess, his keyboardist, one of his either keyboardists or a chorister.
And the pastor spoke to the chorister and as in, you are now addressing the church. And you know, the whole church received rebuke that day. In fact, when they were done with service, the pastor now said, if I see anybody, say you want to, I want to greet, go home! You know? And then everybody after service, they were just carrying themselves home.
So while he was in his house, the brother introduced him to the church.
Now came home, now came to his house, Pastor Shegu's house, where Pastor Shegu was staying. I was now asking him, how do you see what MOG did?
Do you think he's right? A pastor is visiting his church. You are coming to ask whether he's right. That is a demon. A demon is on you already. Hallelujah. But you have to say he had to. He told the guy, carry, come and carry your course and leave my house. Hallelujah. Because that is correction. You should take the correction, take the training, and do what? And learn from it. Come and start discussing it. You don't discuss how your pastor is training you. Your pastor has rebuked you, and you have took it home. So that's no family meeting on top of it. I'm not just happy with how pastor was just rebuking you today. It doesn't make sense. Oh, wow. See, you know what? The reason why you can say that is because you have options. And you know what? Your pastor, if your pastor is really training you, it will be changing life. You know, today we have options, right? You do like this. You hear what they're saying? Hosanna. You know what I mean? Yeah? In the highest.
Some people don't just like. And that is the issue with some people. They want to go to where they are not being trained. They want to go to where, my only just to go to church.
I was talking to an irresponsible guy one day when I was driving. So I picked him up. So we're going. So I'm like, we come talking. And after which of you are there? He said, after me, he called the name of the church. And I asked him, what do you do in your church? I said, oh, I just want to go to where he left, you know, when I say people cannot stay in one church. He left where he was, they want to be just where he would just be hearing the word. Just be hearing the word. Say, I don't want any commitment. You know those kind of people that come into church like ghosts? They just come in. See, they will even come in late. You know, they will not come in when they are praying, when people are praying. You know, when they are praying. So you see, they are praying for 1 hour. Yeah, no. Sometimes they come in when they're doing the worship. Oh, yeah. I just love the worship. Just go and come and see that. Hear the word, and they leave. Those kind of people, they don't have any training, but they know Greek and Hebrew. Amen. They don't have any training. Amen. Mm-hmm. See, let me tell you something. There is the training of the Spirit. If you don't have it, you don't have it.
You don't have it, you can't have it.
Hallelujah. You can't have it. Let me borrow the word that is trending. I spoke about trend yesterday, but this one is trending.
If you don't have it, forget about it.
Hallelujah.
Because you don't have it. Hallelujah.
Amen. So people are like that. They just want to, and I told the guy, you are irresponsible. The guy was shocked. He said, you are irresponsible. I told him, I said, you are the kind of member any pastor doesn't want to have as his member. Yeah. In the comments where I told him, that the kind of member any pastor wouldn't want to have. The guy was shocked. I said, yes. When you go to church, the chair you sat on, was it dusty? He said, no. But you sat on the chair, it was well. I said, yes. And I said, who do you think came to arrange it? Service is by 8. You can walk in by 8:30 to 9. That you can skip prayer and just miss worship and then just... yet the word, as soon as service, as soon as pastor you're saying, okay, we're done, let's give offering.
You're already shifting, and you're going to use yourself and using yourself, yeah.
So you are irresponsible. That service that starts by 8, someone was there to arrange that place, maybe by 7 or 6:30. You went to toilet, you went to urinate, you say yes. When you went to the toilet, did you see deposits on top of the toilet? You know what I mean by deposits? You don't know what is deposit? Don't worry. Forget about it. You know? You didn't see deposit. You did see heap of the blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah. No, you didn't see heap of it. You saw the toilet clean, white. You know? You felt like eating in the toilet. Yes, the toilet is clean. It was angels that came to watch it live, right? No. I said, you are irresponsible. I told him, you are irresponsible. You are very irresponsible. I said, you have to go back to church. Go back there. Get committed. You understand? Get committed. Get doing something. Join the department. Be useful. Don't be stupid. Hallelujah. Be useful in church.
Glory to God. Be useful. So many doors are just...
God forgive you. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. So be careful of your cravings. That's what I said. Huh? So, 2 Timothy chapter 4, right? We're in verse 3 now. It says, for the time will come when they will no longer endure sound doctrine. So, pause. What does it call sound doctrine? We read chapter 3, verse 16, right? Right? It's profitable for doctrine for reproof. So, in sound doctrine, you have reproof, you have correction, you have instruction in righteousness, right? Was is that what you have in sound doctrine? Yes. So, when it says they will no longer endure sound doctrine, does that include reproof? Does that include correction? Yes. So it says, for a time will come, they will no longer endure sound doctrine. So that means sound doctrine, training, should not be enjoyed. Yeah, I love the way the pastor was teaching. He just gives us 15-minute message. It's not 15-minute message. What you have is SMS, short message sermon. I learned that from your pastor. Hallelujah. When you go to church, I want to hear SMS. Short message sermon. I say, this week is your week. You will work out this week. I tell you that. So you can preach that. Hallelujah. I tell you this week. Let me tell you something. As you move. No.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I love the man of God. He just reasons with my condition. Every week is reasoning with your condition. Amen. Every week is reasoning with your condition. I love the man of God. He knows how to minister to our needs. I mean, this week, money will locate your account. Whether you like it or not, the Holy Ghost will bring money to your account. Say, yes, Pastor, right on.
They say, the pastor is visiting with us. And after 10 minutes, you have done with church. Not that place where you go to, where before you start, they'll tell you, Matichio. Matichio is a Greek word. After you're done with Matichio, you now be told Sheba. You now spend 2 hours. You say, for what now?
That is trading.
How do we enjoy it? At some point we'll doze, we'll wake up. The pastor is still preaching. We'll do, we'll step 1 hour, you wake up. Is he telling us about Paichaka and feminism? What are we preaching for 6 hours? See, 6 hours.
You never hear anything. Pastor Shreve talked to us for 7 hours.
No break. If you like sleep and dream, you will wake up and continue. Amen.
Here we go. He went to the land beyond and came back. And when he was back, he was still like,
amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Right? Glory, glory, glory. You just keep writing. It's raining indeed. If any other thing is training, go to God.
He said, what are we even praying for? We started praying for 11 a.m. 11 p.m. we are not done. Now you give Jesus. He said, why am I in my church? He just said, we just pray, give thanks. When I don't give it, I just ask God for forgiveness. I said, Lord, take over our day. I said, not prayer. What are you praying for?
Amen. Amen.
Some people just want to hear what will sweet them. He says, the time will come, they will no longer endure. That means sound doctrine, let me say that according to how Pastor Shegu will say it, sound doctrine shouldn't be enjoyed. It should be endured.
You should endure sound doctrine.
Endure.
Hallelujah. When you sit on tackle,
your eye is about to close. Your bum bum is already shouting, oh Lord, help us. You endure sound doctrine. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. You enjoy it. The Bible spoke about Paul. Paul will teach them all night. One brother, that his middle name is Samijem.
Eutychus, Samijem. One day Paul was teaching into the night.
The brother just, he was listening and he just lagged. He was sleeping and he said,
so that means you long hours teaching. It has been there for a long time. Jesus Christ taught them for days.
You don't know. He taught them for days in the wilderness. He said, just give us 5 minutes. I don't worry about you. He just taught them for days. After it was done, he said, not good to allow them to just go and stop having this. Give them, we just give them bread and fish. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Not bread and ego, it's fish. Glory to God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I hope you are following. So you endure sound doctrine. You endure it.
If what you want to hear in church is what you hear every day, where you are is not church. Where you are is you are in Shambu Shrine. There's a difference between shrine and church. Hallelujah.
Hope you know that.
Yes,
is that what the pastor to tell me? 10 ways to succeed.
I said, there are 10 ways to succeed.
One!
Pastor is training us to succeed. And as I go to Shango Shrine,
you learn that way. The church is where sound doctrine is taught. Hallelujah. Say, time will come when they will no longer endure sound doctrine. Reading Paul knew that a time will come, people will not want to hear the same thing again and again and again.
Is every time they are telling us Matthew 28, Matthew 28,
oh, 2 years! Matthew 28, 2 years! It's not 2 years, it's over 3 years lost. Matthew 28. Don't worry. By Sunday, right? This Sunday, we will start again with Matthew
28.
A child will come when men will no longer enjoy sound doctrine. Don't you hear? Is there no other scripture? What has it been? Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Watch what you crave for. Watch it. Hallelujah. Sound doctrine.
One attribute of Christian training, of Christian growth,
two together, is
consistency. I said that yesterday, right? Consistency. Another thing is
repetition. Ah! Repetition is every day. Imagine it. You learn it. Hallelujah. Repetition is part of Christian growth. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Imagine somebody coming around for a meeting. Maybe came around during one of our special meetings. And some people just do a galley. They will think this guy knows they do every Sunday. A galley. Woo! Woo! I'm saying this based on what something that happened. And then I said, ah! This is my church! And they just be agalu. And then on Sunday, you now came to church, you expected to see agalu. You know, yeah.
Matthew 28. You have thought and thought. Or the next day you come to church and we are having prayer seminar. Or prayer retreat. And you're not going for hours. Hallelujah. There is a brother like that. He says, I'm going to come for prayer retreat. How to pray? No problem.
You came for prayer retreat and from there to today, I've not seen any name of a prayer retreat. He's training. You love the world. But you see, I don't come by saying you follow a man. When you follow a man, you must follow his what? His what? His labor. Don't follow men without following their labor.
You just like what you see outside. OG has the word. He can teach. But there's labor. Follow the labor too. Hallelujah. Follow the labor. Hallelujah. So, they will not endure sound doctrine. They will not, let me say that Pastor Shago said, that they will not want to hear the same thing over and again.
They want something new. Hallelujah. Tell us how to be multi-billionaires in cryptocurrency. Teach us from the world. The Bible says it's the Lord that teaches you how to make wealth. Teach us how to succeed in the forest. Even the good guy in the forest ran away with a lot of people's money.
Hallelujah. If you don't know, forget it. Hallelujah. You see, I'm reducing the name more small because I know the year is about to end. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. What a product for Makumba. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
He said they will no longer enjoy sound doctrine, but after their own lust. Take a note of that word. After their own lust, said they will heap up they will heap up to themselves teachers having itching ears. Hallelujah. He said, after their own laws, they will heap up teachers.
That word heap up, they will go and gather everybody, every teacher in the body of Christ. You see them everywhere. Social media, I want to hear what I'm seeking. Now, that word itching ears means what will tickle their fancy. You understand? What will tickle their fancy? They want to hear something new. What will tickle their fancy? So you see them go online.
Hallelujah. There was a brother like that. Let me tell you something there. Every friend suggestion I was having that were ministers online. I always have one mutual friend with the person. Even people that don't even, Facebook brings you suggestion. What is this brother doing here?
The minister! They are following everybody in the body of Christ. Hip hop teacher. Amen. Everybody in the body of Christ, you're heaping up teachers for yourself.
No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heaping up teachers. want to hear what will tickle their fancy. What will appease their ears. I mean their ears. What will appease them? Hallelujah. You want to hear new things. Like, teach us. Pastor, teach us the importance of the global shift. The wealth of the nations in the church. Pastor, you need to teach us how to harness the wealth of the nations. No. Hallelujah. No. Hallelujah. No. I will give you an example of a brother like that in Kaduna. A brother in Kaduna. Not Kasu, but
a guy, a friend in Kaduna. I'll tell you what he did. One day, we got talking.
We got talking and sometime last year, he now told me, he asked me something. So while I was talking to him, I now asked him, who is your pastor? And I said, sir. Look at what he said. I saw him posted on that. And I asked, who is your pastor? And I said, sir. He called the name of the pastor where he worships. He said, that is my pastor. But aside him, sir, I have other pastors that I follow that pastors me. Now, he said, who and who? He mentioned nine pastors. On post. Hallelujah. I said, I know the people I pastor. Hey, I don't pastor you. I said, I don't even remove
my name.
Ah. That was how I ran away from that guy.
Ah, yes now. He said, no, sir. You know, I began to listen to your messages and I loved the way you explained the scriptures. I said, remove my name. Ah. It's very simple.
Nine! I know the point, I don't tell you, let me give you a breakdown of this nine for you. Is it what? I said, these nine people, do you know that they don't minister the same? In fact, they don't believe the same thing, including your pastor. But like, yes, he knows. I said, hey, you know. He said, so that I will know, I will learn everything. That is why you will never grow. I said, whenever he's not, there was a day he now called me. He sent me a message. And I said, sir, my pastor was teaching about, he said, I was doing an in-depth study. I was just listening. And in the, how is, my phone is on. I've read some things out here for you to see. So I was doing an in-depth study. And concerning tithes, I already know where this guy is going to. I said, no problem. I need to study about tithes. And sir, looking at what Iadeboye said, Pastor Iadeboye said, concerning tithes, that those who don't pay tithes will not go to heaven and things like that. Say, I now put it together, pari passu, with what my pastor told us. My pastor said, we should, anybody that does not pay tithes will not go to heaven. They said, that's what my pastor said. I now looked at it. But sir, for my study, look at this one. The things I just became a pastor yesterday. For my study, sir, I don't think he is right. Because when you look at it, that and this and that, okay. I said, sir, what do you think? I said, I do not see, I cannot think anything. Go and follow your pastor. The reason why you're asking is going on to pay tithes.
Your pastor say you will not go to heaven.
Go and pay tithes. Ah! Hey, Mobi, you want me to pastor you outside your pastor? You are a liar. Amen. When you feel you don't like the church, move now. Why are you? Your pastor told you something. You want to come and you want me to counter your pastor? Sure, all right. Amen. Be wise. Amen. He has pastors in the body of Christ everywhere. Everywhere. The pastors you are listening to, these nine, they don't believe, not even one of them believes the same thing. Amen. Up of Jesus. Yeah. So mind yourself. Mind yourself. Amen. Keeping up teachers.
You can never grow spiritually that way. You only have rumbles. Amen. You can't grow spiritually that way. You stick listening to one person, your pastor. Are you hearing me? Can you hear me? Amen. You cannot serve God on your own terms. If God, any God you can serve on your own terms, is an idol worshipping. I mean, you are doing, what you have is idol worship. You cannot serve God on your own terms. Hallelujah. And with the invention of online church, people go online to hip-hop teachers to hear what tickles their fancy. Just go online and just carry to church. Pushing, pushing, pushing.
As it falls. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody came one day, he helped me teach.
We've been together in ministry with years before, but he left around 2009. He left and he then came back around 2016, just attended one of our meetings. When he was done hearing me teach at Okeji Close, when he was done hearing me teach, at the end of the meeting, I said, "Sir, you were teaching." That was the first time I heard the name Apostle Selman. He said, "Do you know Apostle Selman?" I said, "No." He said, "You teach like Apostle Selman." I said, "Yeah, I don't think so." Amen. Don't confuse good oratory for the word. I don't have good oratory. Those of you who know me know I don't have good oratory.
Well, you be able to have good oratory. Amen.
I'm having a training section with us. This is training. So I told him, I don't know him. He said, "You should go and listen to him." That was what he said, but I said, "I will not listen." It's not as simple as that. If you know me, anybody that knows me, know I don't listen to anybody.
And that's why I don't listen to everybody.
Amen.
Listen to everybody. I'm not that kind of person. I stay with my pastor, and I do that because I know I'm leading this. How can I be your pastor and everywhere you turn, you see your pastor? Your pastor is following this. Even yourself, before you know it, you begin to follow Zoom. You don't, you know. But I stay with my pastor. I stay listening to one person. It will help me, and it will help the people I'm leading.
Are you hearing me? So stop being a faraforu. You are following everybody around. Hallelujah. Told him, I will not listen. I'm not saying he's not preaching the gospel. He's preaching the gospel. But you know what? I stick and I stay listening to one. That is just me.
Now that one, that is the only book you find me read. The Word of God. I wanted to say something. I forgot to say yesterday. It was very wrong of me.
Part of the materials I used in teaching us yesterday is a material from Pastor Shegun, the woman I know. Hallelujah. Part of the materials I used in teaching us yesterday. Where you have that long, so I'll implore you to go and get that material also. The woman I know. And listen to it and read it again. Are you hearing me? So you see that at some point, those places where I quoted him, I lifted it up like that.
You understand me? Let's set it up like that and we'll have it.
So, was the material too that I have to consult and other materials. Hallelujah. But that was a major material I consulted. Glory to God. So you can get to read that material very well. Amen. Amen. So, no one gets trained online.
Are you hearing me?
No one ever gets trained online
church.
No one ever gets trained online. You cannot, and no one gets trained in absentia. You cannot disciple a believer online. You see, how are you doing follow up? I'm doing follow up on WhatsApp. You're following up a disciple on WhatsApp, yes.
How do you follow them up?
I just follow them up. I'm training them, sir. I'm training them up on WhatsApp. No.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. No. Glory to God.
You don't follow up online. You can just check out what they are doing, but you know what is training? Training that you are there with them. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
In scriptures, letters were written by the apostles, right? And those letters were written because they were not there physically. Hope you know that. Paul will write letters because he was not there physically. So the letter will go ahead of him, right? Yet, Paul knew that those letters were not the trainings. So that is why in those churches they had pastors. In those churches they had pastors. They left the people under pastors. Under people that would train them. Are you following me? Under pastors. To do the training. Yet, in Romans 1:11, Paul will say, he longed to see them, that he may impart some spiritual gifts to them. Do you understand me? He longs to see them. That means training can't be done, or there are some things you cannot receive in absentia. Like the ministry of laying on of hands. Say, how do you lay hands on your disciples? No, I laid hands on them online. Sure, well, all right. Say, while I laid hands on them on WhatsApp. No, you don't do that online. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why it is called church, ecclesia, is because God doesn't change his method. The world can evolve, but God doesn't change his... I told us that yesterday, right? God doesn't change his method. His method is that his children come together, right? Come together and family comes together. God doesn't change his method. Glory to God. Amen. 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 In 1 Corinthians 4:17, Paul knew the importance of training. Look at what he did in 1 Corinthians 4 when they were having issues. In verse 17, he says, for this cause I sent to you who? Timothy, who is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring to your remembrance of my way. Remembrance of my ways which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. Did you see that? He knew the importance. So what did he do? He sent Timothy and said to them, Timothy is my faithful son. Did you see that? Faithful in scripture is used for the one who had undergone training. Faithful is used for the one who had undergone training. He has gone through tests and is proven stable. Training. He has gone through trainings. He has gone through tests and is proven stable. In Philippians 2:9, look at what it says concerning Timothy. Philippians 2:19. It says, but I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no like-minded, I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. Did you see that? Verse 22, for ye all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ, but ye know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he has served me in the gospel. Hallelujah. So Timothy is what? Proved faithful. Can you see that? Hallelujah. In 1 Thessalonians 3:2, Timothy is seen again. Paul is sending him to Thessalonica. chapter 3:2. Look at what he says. He says, and send Timothy, our brother, our minister of God, a fellow laborer in the gospel, to do what? Establish you and to comfort you concerning the faith. To establish you. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They established them because at this point they were having persecutions. So he says, I'm sending Timothy to establish you. Hallelujah. Even in a period of persecution. Hallelujah. So there's that. You can't take away physical training. Are you following me? You can't take away physical training. You can't be trained in essential. You can't be trained by your pastor in absentia. No. You must always be learn to always make sure you are where your pastor is. Hallelujah. Don't say, I'm in Kogi and my pastor is in Lagos. He's training me from Lagos. I am in Kogi. What are you doing in Kogi? Nothing. You're not even pastoring a work. I'm not doing any job there. You're not doing any work there. My pastor is pastoring me from Kogi. No. From Lagos in Kogi. No. It must be where your pastor is. Hallelujah. You can't be trained from afar. Because training is a pastor's duty. Hallelujah. Training is a pastor's duty. Both a cell leader.
The cell leader is a pastor. Are you hearing me? Amen. Amen. Not that you are in school.
You meant school has closed. Your pastor, you've never heard from your pastor. School is shut down. Everybody, boom. You don't desert your pastor. Your pastor will not be alone. No. You stay with your pastor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So pastors, learn to train your people to. Sammy Jeff. Where is this other guy?
Kenneth
and Philemon, when you're in school, train your members not to desert you when school is over. They should train your members not to be like me. Amen. When I was in school, the last day of the exam, my last paper, in the morning, early in the morning, I've gone to a Kenneth Lichigo to go and drop all my luggages. Then I'll not go and write my exam.
As soon as I'm done with my exam, everybody, tomorrow we're going to the next morning. Woo! Matthew, where are you? I'm in Lagos. How did you go to Lagos?
Well, the major reason why I jumped out like that is because I was coming to Lagos to continue.
Because that is where church is. So I needed to be back to Lagos. When school resumes, I'm the first to leave school and the last to get back. I'm always the last.
So the time you told me they were doing test, I said, we should write your test. I'll come back soon. Amen. So don't be like that. Hallelujah. Especially when there's a work going there. In fact, as I prioritize meeting in Lagos than what I had in school. I'll tell them, okay, as we close, everybody should go home. Because I wanted to come back to you. Hallelujah. Except there's anything that's happening in Lagos. But yes, you have to train your members. Hallelujah.
Train them. So that well, after school, they are not,
everybody is not just, why are you going to have guys money? Thank you, man.
Are you normal?
Amen. Without all you to say, I have to go and say money, thank you, man. No, don't say that. Hallelujah. That is where ministry is. So train them to stay back with you. Hallelujah. It is not JCCB. You have JCCB in school? Okay, JCCF, JCCB. It's not JCCB, it's not JCCF. JCCF, they can just close, right? During exam period, everybody come to JCCF. But during exam period, you are still teaching the world. Don't turn your exam period to prayer period. What is your problem? You know, it's exam period, you want to be praying, you have to be praying. Pray for what? For example, is it your prayer that will make you pass? Go on it! Amen. Go on!
And you will pass. So, during the exam period, you are teaching the word. Amen. Don't say, no, sir, we are closed for the session, so we are only praying. That's nonsense.
Are you hearing me? In glory to God. So, teach the word. You have time for your prayer and then continue to stand. Hallelujah. Amen. So that you have time to be with your members and train them even during breaks like that. Amen. Except when there's something that's happening in Lagos, maybe special meeting. You can still teach them to stay around while you come for your special meeting and go back to meet them. Hallelujah. Learn to make ministry wholesale. Train men. Are you hearing me? Train men. Even if you're allowing people to go back home, they cannot go back home and spend breaks for 4 months. For example, we are resuming the next 4 months. All your members now go back for 4 months. When they are coming back, you know what you'll be doing?
You'll be doing a lot of washing. You know, regeneration of people. You'll do a lot of washing. You go by and say, Emuji, you know, just pray down fire like Elijah. You know that Where is the master seat? Where is the So can you see? So even if you have a long break like that, you can tell them, okay, I'm going for a long break. Only 1 month. After 1 month, everybody is back. Amen. Everybody is back. Make money so you go see. Are you hearing me?
Everybody is back. I don't give that much room like that, and your members would be very unstable. But in the name of Jesus, none of them is unstable. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So, in training, we have prayers. Don't worry, let me round this up now. In trainings, we have prayers. Jesus did the same. He trained in prayers. We find him praying. Find Jesus praying. In Luke 9:20, he took them to pray.
The Mount of Transfiguration, you saw him pray. Hallelujah. I was transfigured. I want to run straight.
In Luke 11:1-2. Luke 11:1-2. They saw him pray and they asked him, teach us to pray. Yes. Are you hearing me? And they asked him, teach us to pray. He taught them to pray in Luke 11. In Luke 18, he taught them to pray. Again. Amen. He spoke a parable to them to the end that men ought always to pray and not to faint. So that was a teaching meeting. I've told you that, right? When he gave them a parable and said men ought to pray and not to faint, it was a teaching meeting. That is just the summary of the, you know, parables are cast alongside. Hallelujah. Amen. So in Luke 22:39-46, he now took them for practical. You can't be done teaching about prayer, and you don't pray. That prayer that you go to pray is what?
The training.
Hallelujah. Took them to pray. He took them to pray. By the book of Acts, when you get to the book of Acts, in Acts 1:14-16, Jesus was no longer there physically with them. What were they found doing? They were found praying. In Acts 2:1, they were in one accord in one place, doing what? Praying. And the Holy Ghost fell. In Acts 3:1, they were on their way to the synagogue to pray in the hour of prayer, right? So they had developed an attitude of prayer. Acts 6:4 will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Prayer is now part of them. In Acts 4, they threatened them. Acts 4, they threatened them not to preach again in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in verses 28, they came to their company, they came to their own. They said, Lord, behold their threat. Right? And grant unto thy sons that with much boldness we will speak your word. And the Bible says when they had prayed, the place where they were was shaking, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. So they prayed. They were threatened, right? In the face of persecution, they prayed. Hallelujah. So I've said Acts 6, right? Acts 10. Peter was going, Acts 10 from verses 2 into verses 4. Peter was going to pray. Hallelujah. In fact, he was actually fasting. It was time to go and pray. So he went up the housetop. That was where he got the vision concerning who? The men from Joppa. Are you following me? Glory to God. So they had an attitude of prayer. When you begin to think it's only the apostles, in Acts 2:42, the Bible spoke about who? The Bible spoke about the ones who just got converted. Acts 2:40. 3,000 were saved. In verse 42, the Bible says they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in prayers, and in the breaking of bread. Are you saying that? So not just the apostles, but even those that were being who? That are now disciples. So that means they trained disciples in prayer. So training will include prayer. We are here today. We've been praying 14 hours, 6 hours, 20 altogether. It is training. Are you hearing me? It is training. And I know that as we live here, your prayer life will catch fire.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? It will catch fire. It will get that boost that it needs. Hallelujah. Some of you who can pray 30 minutes will begin to pray 2 hours. We're going to pray 3 hours. Are you hearing me? I know that for sure. I know that for the truth.
Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Glory to God.
We begin to pray. We begin to pray. It's training. You've gone 14-hour stretch. So what is it? You can go 5-hour stretch. Hallelujah. And your waist will not hook. You can go there. Hallelujah. It's part of training. You receive instructions. Now when you want to, like, I gave us instructions, when you want to pray,
just be wise. Don't go and stay with the bed and say you want to pray. Eh? Hallelujah. Because the bed will be calling you. The spirit is calling. Now it will be the bed is calling. It's calling for your heart.
Hallelujah. You want to just say, okay, don't worry, I know what to do. I'm a master of my own body. You not sit. You say, I'm just sitting. I'll sit at the edge so that I don't get comfortable. It's the devil that is telling you to sit at the edge.
It's not the Holy Ghost. It's the devil. Hallelujah. So you stand up. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Another thing you can do, and another thing you do, you come to my house. There's something you will not find in my house. What would you find? You cannot find war clock.
I did it on purpose. Well, I told myself I'm going to repent. You won't find war clock. Now when you are praying, you're not beating hands. This thing should just move from 4 into 5. The second hand is now slow. You have let me born first. Whether if I born, whether if I'm done, Oh, your shout is just 2 minutes.
God,
remove the cloth. You'll be fine. Hallelujah. Removing the cloth is the spirit speaking to you.
Yes.
You don't know. Removing the cloth is the spirit speaking to you. You don't know. Praying and.
Okay, you remove clock. You say, I remove clock, but it's not off my phone. So you now carry your phone and check.
6:40. You pray, remember, it's 6:42. The Spirit is telling you off the phone.
Hallelujah. When it comes to prayer, God needs your time. So, you have to put up those things. You are praying. You want to pray. You have to pray and you are wearing wristwatch. You are deceiving yourself. Off everything. Try it today. Off everything. Don't even look at it. And pray. And just pray. You'll be shocked. You'll be shocked. The war clock and those things are the distractions you have. That is distractions. But when you don't have those watch, those phones, put them up and you pray, you'll be amazed. That you ask yourself, is this me? Hallelujah. You pray to that point.
You pray to that point that, see, I don't know, but do you pray to that point where you want to stop and you feel like no stopping again? Pray to that point. You feel like, you look as if as you are stopping, you have committed sin. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to go there, no, I'm not done. Hallelujah. To look as if once you stop like this, and you pray it to us. That will not be done when you are looking at what war clock. If you don't know. If you don't want to put on the war clock, maybe at home. Remove the battery. Amen. Remove the battery. Take your mind off it. And pray.
Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. It is training. As this little instruction I've given us is training. Hallelujah. You don't pray and you're having war clock. Some people that are so mastered in that even when pastor is teaching, they are checking their phone. This is not reach 1 hour.
Amen. Amen.
It's training. Off your phone. That's a lot of people. Off your phone. Off your phone. Amen. See. There are some things that, if you can't learn it, forget it. As in, I bought wristwatch from weeks back. You know what Pastor Joy told me? Like, this wristwatch you are buying, will you use it? And like play like joke. I bought that wristwatch. I don't think I won it more than 3 times.
It's digital watch, you know, but you get digital watch. Yeah.
When you have WhatsApp message, just rather than carrying phone, WhatsApp message. But he asked me. That was a question. It's like the Holy Ghost was asking me. Will you? That is so important. Will you?
Because I said, I will use it because I knew that she wanted to collect. I said, will you? But truth be told, if I bring out my bag now, it's inside the bag. I didn't get it. I went for the VCC. I didn't even put it off.
Will you use it?
I wouldn't. I did not. But why did I buy it?
I just like the fact that the watch can carry SIM card. You can receive call. You can have your WhatsApp. You have to pee.
Oh, WhatsApp message. Oh, Facebook. Oh, you can check heartbeat, leg beat, everything.
But at the end, I've not even used it one thrice. Hallelujah. Just be wise. Amen. Just training. Glory to God. It's training. You train yourself that when you are praying, it's training. You train yourself that when you are praying, you are not checking your WhatsApp status. To go off. Hallelujah. Go off. It's training. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You train yourself. You are in church. You are, I'm pastor is teaching, you are just taking notes. It's training. That training. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So where were we? Acts 10, right? By Acts 12.
By Acts 12, we find when Peter was captured, the church. The church in Acts 12 were praying. Hallelujah. They gathered to pray for Peter. By Acts 13, we find Paul, Barnabas, Simeon, they were praying. Bible says they ministered to the Lord. And they ministered to the Lord.
And they ministered, they fasted and ministered to the Lord. Then the Holy Ghost said. Are you hearing me? So prayer is now a lifestyle. Hallelujah. What you are trained for and you keep at it over time, it becomes your lifestyle. So training is a believer's lifestyle. You're trained that way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So a pastor or a cell leader or a campus pastor shouldn't assume that my members can pray. No. You must be like Jesus. You teach them prayer. Lead them to pray. Let them see you pray. Hallelujah. And then you lead them to pray. Hallelujah.
And then, you cannot just tell somebody, oh yeah, go and be praying. No. Teach them how to pray. Pray with them. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I want you to go 14 hours. I want to give you time to go and be praying 12 hours. I will bring you first. Now we'll pray 12 hours together. Right? Hallelujah. If I start giving you those instructions, you've not taught the person prayer, you just said the person go and pray. I gave you guys an illustration I heard from Pastor Shin. He said, okay, like this. Imagine you just led someone to be born again. And this is a Muslim. Say, person, you're born again. Say, oh, thank you. Say, now, you know what you will do? Make sure you pray every morning. And make sure you read the scriptures. I'll see you next week. God bless you. Pray every morning. You know, there's every likelihood that person doesn't, you've not taught the person prayer. So the only thing the person knows that prayer is what? Allah. So don't be surprised the next morning. We'll go and carry mark. I'm back for that shoot. What? Carry mark and food. Allah. Don't you know? Because you've not taught him. The one he knows that prayer is what? Water. Say, read these scriptures. What does he know as scriptures? Don't be amazed. Do you read the scripture? You say, yes. What did you read? I read Quran, verse 4, chapter 19, verse 4. How Prophet Isa, sure, all right. No, you didn't teach him. Hallelujah. So you don't assume your brethren know how to pray. You'll be surprised. You win a Pentecostal sister and tell her,
Be praying. Learn to pray. Don't be surprised. Her prayer points will be, oh Lord, let fire destroy my enemies. Did you say this when you say yes? What did you say? My enemies will die. Why would she pray that way? That was what she knew. That's what she knows as prayer. So you have to teach them like Jesus is teaching disciples. And what will he do? We'll lead them to pray. Hallelujah.
Are you following me? So don't assume. That is training. Training is the pastor, it is the cell that he's given to read, and then he leads others to read. The same thing too with evangelism. In Matthew 4:23, Jesus was found evangelizing. In Mark 1:14, he went all through Galilee preaching. He taught his disciples about evangelism. In Matthew 9:35-38, he taught them concerning evangelism. In chapter 10 of Matthew, what did he do? He sent them out.
Go and preach. Did you see that? They saw him preach.
Right? They saw him preach. Now he sent them to preach. Hallelujah. Don't just carry your members and tell them, go and do evangelism without leading them. Because you don't be surprised. What they will be saying in their evangelism is, repent. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent!
Because that's what they know. Hallelujah. So you have to show them how evangelism is done. Hallelujah. So when you are showing them evangelism is done, they are following you. Nobody is saying a word. Everybody just with you. Are you hearing me? And you are leading them. Glory to God. Everybody is with you. You are leading them. They are seeing you preach to people. Hallelujah. They see how you talk to people. They see how you show them scripture. If you tell them to go and preach the next time, it's what they see you say. That's what they say. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. That is what evangelism. So you train people to preach. Hallelujah. So that means in training, the teacher, the trainer, the leader becomes the example. Hallelujah. Imagine you call yourself a leader and you cannot do evangelism. How can you train people? How can you train people to do evangelism? You cannot give what you don't have. Hallelujah. You cannot train when you are not trained. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you cannot train when you are not trained. If not, you just become a signpost. In conclusion, you also train in how to conduct oneself. A pastor must learn to train people how to live among people. You train how to live among people. You teach and then you be that example to conduct oneself in relationships. Relationships. Relationships with people, with parents. Some people don't know how to have a cordial relationship with parents. Hallelujah. They don't. No. You must be that example. Hallelujah. You lead, you teach people how to honor parents. You teach people how to honor themselves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You also give instructions. You can give instructions concerning relationship, concerning things specific to your church. Hallelujah. So trainings are done with instructions. Hallelujah. With instructions. Trainings are carried out with instructions. Look at 2 Timothy 2:14. Look at what Paul will say. You know what Paul told Timothy to do that we read yesterday, 1 Timothy 2. You know, it was because in Ephesus, Paul couldn't say that to the church in Corinth. I mean, to the church in Colossae. But he said it to the church in Ephesus through Timothy. How? He told them, the woman should be in all subjection. Right? Why would he give that instruction? Because that was specific to that church in Ephesus. Because of the rise of the women cult. Do you understand me? Because of the rise of the women cult. And it is already creeping into families. And Paul will not give that instruction to Timothy. He charge them. The woman, let the woman be in what subjection. The woman should learn to be in silence, in all subjection. Now, why would he give that instruction in the homes? Because in their homes, in their society, the women cult
women becoming disobedient, unruly, disrespectful, really creeping into the homes. And Paul says, this is the instruction. That is training. The woman should learn to be in submission. The woman should submit. I follow you.
That will be specific to that church, right? Instruction. That is training. I follow me. That is training to the church. In 2 Timothy 2, right? That was also open to 2 Timothy 2:14. It says, of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them. That word charging them will be to give instruction before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, to the subverting, to the ruin of the hearers. Do you see that? He gives them instructions. Instructions. Hallelujah. Instructions. In 1 Corinthians 5, he gave instructions in verses 9, specific to that church. For verse 9, it says, I wrote to you in an epistle not to accompany with fornicators, yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous or extortioners, or with idolaters. For them you need to go out. But I have written unto you not to company with any man who that is called a brother, be a fornicator or a covetous. So he gives them an instruction, right? Specific to them. Do not company with a brother who is a fornicator. Dear, are you following me? Instructions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Instructions. So it implies we can be trained on our relationships with people, right? The same way too, it also goes down into how we use the media. You can receive training on how you use the social media. We'll look at that after our Believers Convention next week. Hallelujah. From next 2 weeks. Hallelujah. We'll look at that after Believers Convention. The Apostles' Order. And part of it is how to deal with social media. Hallelujah. How to deal with social media. It's very important. Something I wanted to tag, don't be foolish in your eyes. But have it as the Apostles' Order, because there are a lot of other things that will have to come in the way that will take us back to the basis of what the Apostles handed over to us. There are things the Apostles have handed over to us, hallelujah, as believers, that must not be lost in our generation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So a believer doesn't grow on his or her own terms. No. A believer grows from instructions. Look at something as we begin to close. Proverbs chapter 20. Proverbs. Where did I say? Proverbs 20. A second. It's Proverbs 3, I guess. Proverbs 3. Proverbs 3. Another one. Should be Proverbs 4. Yeah. Hallelujah. Before you get to Proverbs 3, get to Proverbs 12. It says, whoso, Proverbs 12:1. We will get to Proverbs 3 shortly. Proverbs 12, I say, whoso loveth instruction, loveth knowledge. Did you see that? Whoever loveth instruction, loveth knowledge. But he that hateth reproof is what? Brutish. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you see that? Hallelujah. A version will say, is only a fool that will hate rebuke, with reproach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, I don't hate reproach. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Chapter 13, verse 1. It says, a wise son heareth the father's instruction, but a scorner hated not rebuke.
I mean, heareth not rebuke. A scorner heareth not rebuke. So rebuke is to change, is to cause a change, right? So there's always instruction. So a wise son hears instructions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now Proverbs 3 verse 20. 1. It says, my son, let them not depart out of your eyes. Sorry. I'm coming. I'm looking for something coming. Okay. I'm coming. Just give me a few seconds. Look at chapter 4 rather. Proverbs 4:20, sorry. That's 1:20. It says, my son, attend to my words. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ears to my saying. Let them not depart out of their eyes. Keep them in the midst of their heart. For they are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So instructions are the live wire of trainings. It's a live wire for spiritual goods. Live wire, instructions. You must be a man, a woman of instructions in 2022. Instructions. Instructions regarding prayers. Instructions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Can you turn that? Let's turn that to prayer. Just pray. Let's pray. Just where you are, sit down. Say, Lord, may I not feel too big not to receive instructions. May I never outgrow with you. May I never outgrow with you. May I not be too big in my eyes to outgrow with you. To outgrow with instructions in 2022. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You grow under instructions, under trainings. Hallelujah. You grow under instructions. You grow under training. You don't see. You don't grow by hearing. You see, let me say this. I want to say this very well. You don't grow by hearing the word of God alone. No. No. Hallelujah. It's the word of God plus training. Are you hearing me? That is what brings about spiritual growth. We'll look at spiritual growth in the year too. Hallelujah. Is the word of God you hear, the teaching of the word, and instructions. We'll see that all together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Instructions. Training. Because in trainings, you have teachings. But in teachings, you don't have training. Hallelujah. Trainings are not in... teachings is different from training. So a man that goes to church to hear teaching, and is not trained, is not growing. Hallelujah. They are all together. They are all together. Hallelujah. So that means we don't outgrow GPLR and prayer retreats. We don't outgrow GPLR. Hallelujah. It's where we'll come, like we have come this year, to pray. In June again, we'll be here again to pray. Hallelujah. You don't outgrow. Don't say, I'm tired. I cannot be coming. Well. No, we don't outgrow. Hallelujah. The moment you begin to have, like me, I can never outgrow WCC. Hallelujah. I can never. Hallelujah. The day I begin to say, it's not about WCC. Just know that your pastor is backsliding. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I must be around for WCC. I must. Glory to God. GPLR also. We must be around. Glory to God.
Today we begin to say, join GPL, I will only pray for 2 hours. Know that your pastor is backsliding. Hallelujah. We must pray. Hallelujah. I was seeking to see how we can even increase the timing in GPLR. Hallelujah. From that 14, 15 hours, we usually pray. Just increase it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Prayer retreat. Because that is where we receive trainings. Hallelujah. Never outgrow them. Never. 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 Instructions are passed. Glory to God. You receive instructions. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just like in the year. I spoke to some of us, spoke to us during WCC and then during our workers' convention. We are growing church. I told that we will grow our church this year. I said during workers' convention that we are growing our church by 500. But and during WCC, I increased that. It's now by 1,000. We are growing church by 1,000 members. Hallelujah. In the year 2022. That means whatever number we add, we are growing by 1,000. Hallelujah. So it will be 1,000 added. 1,000 added is even too small. The apostles, in the days of the apostles, 3,000 in one day. We are saying 1,000 in 1 year. That looks at it is too small. So I will broken it into 500 within the first 6 months and 500 after the next 6 months. Glory to God. Glory to God.